Yes. 2 drops of Sprite blood. A dash of bat spleen. There we are. And now... Pet, everything all right? I certainly hope I'm not boring you, my dear. You're quite the daydreamer, aren't you? Do pay closer attention, all right? This elixir serves as a splendidly lethal poison. Undetectable and quick. It's quite the valuable brew among assassins. So learn by watching me. Soon you'll be proficient enough to craft it yourself. My darling, face me for a moment. I'd like a closer look at you. Something is different. It's hard to place. How do I put it? There seems to be a certain strength in your eyes I don't recall seeing before. More resolve, perhaps. More confidence. And let me see. Oh, your ears. Just look at them. Each tapers ever so slightly to a small point. Have you noticed? And your hair's growing at an alarming speed. Ah, how gorgeous. It must be the magic of the Fae awakening within you, altering your form little by little. I wonder... Yes, that confirms my suspicions. Your scent is hardly recognizable from before. You've become more fairy than human. What a truly curious creature you are. I wonder if you'll sprout wings next. You're just full of surprises. How long do you suppose it's been, my pet? Since I first held you, soaked and shivering, upon the forest floor. The weeks have passed so quickly. If I'm not mistaken, it's been nearly a month since you were given to me. Hard to believe, We've been together for a month now. With you here, time has lost all meaning to me. Seasons change. Night and day pass me by. I hardly take notice of it, with you at my side. It's like living in a dream I never wish to wake from. Your scent is not all that's changed. You're a marvelous student, you know? You've made faster progress than I could have hoped for, growing your arcane energy like a wildfire. I knew from the instant I tasted your blood that you'd make a splendid magician. You're so much stronger. The helpless wanderer I once stumbled upon is no more. But with a magnificent master such as myself guiding your hand, your expedient results are only to be expected, don't you think? I've taught you well. Little one, would you like to play a game with Master? Will you play with me? It'll be simple. As I work, I'll ask you for ingredients to give to me. However, you must levitate them to me from the shelf. That's not so difficult, yes? Simple levitation should be child's play for you now. This way, we will complete this poison together. Are you ready? All right. Draw your wand and let us begin. Breathe. Keep your mind resolute and still. Put your spirit at peace and focus. Attune to the lines. Yes, just like that. Perfect. Okay. First, pass me the flask of siren tears. Very wonderful. Next, the mortar of crushed gloom root. Just fabulous. See how its color is changing to this dazzling azure shade. This indicates the elixir is nearly complete. As I give a few more stirs, pass me the vial of boiled imp wings. And do be extra attentive with this one, pet. It's most fragile. Sylvina. Greetings. You learn swiftly, mortal. I commend you. In a short time, you've bolstered your strength immensely, just as I've asked. An ordinary human lacking your inherent gifts would still struggle with the basics of spellcraft. But you're quite the interesting breed. With staggering potential. The Arcane Court will make note of that. You've done well. Hopefully, it will be enough. As promised, I'm here to provide as much help as possible to both you and Mayoka. Today, my plan finally sets into motion. I've waited for this opportunity longer than you can fathom. But my plan will not succeed without you. You must be my instrument. Understand? Do not forget. Your life is on the line. Depending on your actions, your soul may be liberated or devoured. This shall be your first task, mortal. Drop the vial.
No! No! That was... Sazik! Have you any idea how expensive that vial was? Curses! How could you? Look at what you've done! That was the most crucial ingredient. Now soaking into the floorboards. What were you doing? Tell me, where did your mind wander to? You were... what? Thinking of home. Your old home. And the people you once knew. Your friends. Ugh. How many times must I tell you? This is your home. And I am your master. Your best friend. The only one you'll ever need and should ever be thinking of. Why do you still struggle to accept this? Why? You allowed your mind to stray, my pet. At this rate, gods! By the time I find a replacement vial, this poison will be worthless. I'll have to completely start over. An absolute waste of my time, effort, and coin. All because you weren't paying fucking attention. Because you wanted to daydream about those wretches from your pathetic little village. They don't matter, my dear one. Can't you see? They do not love you the way I do. They never did. Nor could they. Forget them. Is my affection not enough for you? Well? This mistake cannot go uncorrected. You understand, yes? If so, you'd best step closer to me and hold out your hand. I suggest you do so swiftly. You must be punished for this misdeed. That's the only way you won't repeat it. Discipline is how a pet learns. And as your master, I will do what is needed. For your own good. I'm doing this for you. Keep your mouth shut. No matter what apology you may offer, it won't change what you've done. Put out your hand. The hand responsible for this blunder. Believe me, my dear little fairy, this will pain me far more than it will you. I don't wish to hurt you. But you must learn your lesson. And this is how you learn. There, it is done. Be glad it isn't more. Miss Viria would have done far worse. A twisted wrist is a small price to pay for this shattered vial, but the pain it brings will be remembered. Remember it, lovely. The next time you're handling my expensive property, let this pain remind you to be exceptionally careful. Do you think you've learned? All right. You're free to mend your shattered bones yourself. Then... what? Who's... Viria? I said that. It matters not. Forget you heard that name. I'm afraid after this... I need to excuse myself for a moment.
Restore your wrist and clean this mess. When you have, meet me upstairs in the foyer. There's still some daylight left. Hopefully enough for us to make an unexpected trip. That will be all for today, my pet. Come find me when you are ready. And make haste. Night falls soon, and I believe a blizzard is brewing.